Broadcasting from Cradio HQ, this is The Rush Hour with Jason Rushton.
Hello and welcome to your Catholic Current Affairs update for Tuesday, the 21st of December. The towering figure of St. Joseph was the subject of the Pope's Angelus address on Sunday in Rome. H2O News was on the scene.
San Giuseppe annuncia i prodigi del Signore, testimoniando la verginità di Maria, l'azione gratuita di Dio e custodendo la vita terrena del Messia.
St. Joseph announced the marvels of the Lord and bore witness to Mary's virginity, God's selfless deed, while protecting the early life of the Messiah. Let us venerate Jesus' lawful Father, because in him we see a new man, who looked to the future with confidence and courage, who disregarded his own goals, but entrusted himself completely to the infinite mercy of the one who fulfills prophecies and opens time to salvation. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, Pope Benedict XVI wanted to tell about the birth of Jesus from the perspective of St. Joseph. He was betrothed to Mary, who, before they lived together, was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Although at first he considered repudiating her, Joseph believes the word spoken to him in a dream by an angel of the Lord, the just man, became part of the mystery of the Incarnation, and takes Mary into his home and gives the name of Jesus to the child who carries the whole universe. To St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, concluded the Pope, "I wish to commend all the pastors, urging them to quietly present Christ's words and actions each day to the faithful and to the whole world."
E attira a sé l'intera assistenza umana, la porta dentro la parola di Dio.
And over the last few weeks, we've told you about Father Rinero Cantamalesa's Advent homilies, which have been addressing obstacles to the new evangelization in traditionally Christian countries. Well, last Friday, he delivered his final homily, and once again, H2O News was there.
Christmas is an opportunity to rediscover the faith because it is the very moment when God reveals himself to us. This was stated by Capuchin Father Raniero Cantalamessa in his third and final Advent homily held in the Redemptorist Martyr Chapel in the Apostolic Palace. Christmas can be an excellent opportunity to take this leap of faith, he said. It's the supreme theophany of God, the highest manifestation of the sacred, and for this reason there are so many attempts to reduce it to a secular festival of light, taking away the character of a captivating mystery. Father Cantalamessa insisted that believers in Christ must resist this temptation and instead offer a true re-evangelization of our time.
And yesterday, the Pope wished a Merry Christmas to the Vatican Curia and recalled the highlights of the past year in 2010. He spoke about the cases of sexual abuse by priests, the Synod for the Middle East, and his trip to the UK. Vatican TV has the story.
In a world marred by sin, where hopes for the future perish under the weight of uncertainty, the Lord must be relied upon so that the faith of man can be reawakened. The words of the Pope this morning in his traditional Christmas greetings to heads of the Roman Curia. Benedict XVI looked back on the year coming to an end and began by recalling cases of sexual abuse committed by some priests. It was a humiliation, he said, that must be humbly accepted as an exhortation to truth and a call to renewal. He added that a new resolve must be found to be faithful and good, repairing as much as possible the injustice that has occurred and showing a capacity for repentance. The Pope's reflections then widened to the destruction of morals, ranging from pornography to sex tourism and drugs.
All pleasure becomes insufficient, and excess under the delusion of intoxication turns into violence that rends entire regions. And all this in the name of a fatal misunderstanding of freedom, in which precisely man's freedom is undermined and in the end completely cancelled.
Looking back on 2010, Benedict XVI also recalled the Synod for the Middle East. He stressed that violence does not bring any progress and called for an end to the bloody acts too frequently carried out against Christians. The Pope had many memories to recall this year, his trips to Malta, Portugal, Cyprus, Spain, and the unforgettable pilgrimage to Britain, where he had the joy of elevating to the altars Cardinal John Henry Newman.
Combattere contro questo accecamento della ragione
To resist this eclipse of reason and to preserve its capacity for seeing the essential, for seeing God and man, for seeing what is good and what is true, is the common interest that must unite all people of goodwill. The very future of the world is at stake.
And that's all for today's program. Thanks very much for listening. And in fact, that's all for the Rush Hour for this year. We wish you a very Merry Christmas. I'll be back in 8 days' time. In the meantime, please stay tuned to our website as we update it with other very interesting articles, audio, and links. And we wish you and your families a very Merry Christmas. All the best now. God bless.